More than a million COVID tests came back positive yesterday in the United States. It is partly because of a holiday testing backlog. And as the surge continues, so does the debate over whether to keep schools open. In Pontiac, Michigan, classrooms are closed. 4,000 students will be learning remotely until January 18th. Pontiac Superintendent Kelly Williams joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And what conditions did you see in Pontiac that led you to this decision to keep kids at home?
The unprecedented numbers that we have been reviewing with the cases of COVID-19 in our particular area, Oakland County, combined with the anticipation of further spikes following the holidays, motivated me, my Pontiac board president, to make the decision to virtually go to remote learning.
How hard was that decision for you to make?
It was very tough because we all know that our students, it's not ideal to learn virtually right now during these times. And this decision was not taken very lightly. And we pondered over it probably for 2 days during the break.
There are districts in large cities across the country that are making the opposite decision. I'm thinking of New York City because, you know, they're saying that masking, social distancing, testing, that's enough to keep kids safe and schools open. Your district, I know, has been doing that sort of thing, too. You've even got desk shields, air purifiers, that sort of thing in the classroom.
Yes.
Is that not enough to keep infections down so you can keep schools open?
In Pontiac, particularly, we hone in on our numbers and we make the decisions based off of the positivity rates and the hospitalization. And those numbers are pretty high in this area.
So that trumped the mitigation efforts you'd been taking?
Yes, absolutely. But not to say that masking, social distancing does not work. It does absolutely work. And it did keep our numbers lower while we were in person. But during the holiday breaks, the spike with the numbers increasing in our area raised concern for us.
Some parents are going to welcome this, of course. Others will not because they're exhausted. They're trying to balance work with remote school. They've got childcare issues. What's your message to them and your message to people who point out that students have already slipped so far academically and emotionally during this pandemic, in part because of remote learning?
Absolutely. And I agree with all of it. We have had some regression in our learning with our local assessment, and I understand the anxiety and frustration with some of our parents. But overall, we continue to survey our parents. We ask them what their needs are in regards to food and just providing the daily support that they would need during this time. And so we keep in close contact with our parents. And we try to meet all of their needs to reduce some of that frustration and anxiety. And it has worked thus far.
And what about your teachers? What are they telling you that they need going into remote schooling again?
It's split, actually. Some were ready to return back and some were, you know, also wanting to go back to virtual learning because they have loved ones at home that may have some health issues and they didn't want to risk bringing the virus home. So we've been trying to work and accommodate all.
Right. So a couple of weeks ago, New Orleans schools decided that they would make COVID vaccines mandatory. Is that something that you would consider?
We are looking at that discussion and bringing that into policy to ensure that at least all of our staff are vaccinated.
Now, are you talking about a vaccine mandate just for the staff or also to include the students?
Right now, we're reviewing just for staff.
And so students are off the table at this point?
Students are off the table. We encourage it through our messaging, but we are not mandating that as of yet.
And why not? Because so many other vaccines already are mandated without question, really.
Right.
Do you just not want to get involved in the middle of what could be a big political fight with your families?
Right. We're really waiting for our state to make that decision. I do believe that at this point, until our state legislators make that decision to mandate it for children, I would not want to cross over in that decision making.
All these decisions have got to be complicated. You mentioned you've got a split staff. You're weighing the choice of whether or not to make vaccines mandatory, which you know will infuriate many people. Have these been the toughest years of your career?
Yes. Hands down, absolutely. Again, you know, with the decisions that we must make, and a lot of times it's not coming from the state and it's put on the local districts, we're trying to stay aligned so it's not one district is doing one thing and next door another district is doing another. But we overall have worked well as a team with the Oakland County Supes in making our decisions and sound decisions for our communities.
Many more decisions ahead. Kelly Williams,
yes,
superintendent of the Pontiac School District in Michigan, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.